Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Asia, I want to cancel my subscription, please.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Could I have your zip code, please?
80109.
Can I have your first and last name?
Kathleen Brown.
Give me one moment. And you did say your zip code was 80109.
That's correct.
Could it be under could you give me your last name again?
Brown. Spell it.
B-R-O-N.
B-R-O-W-N. Brown.
Yeah, B-R-O-W-N. And you said the first name was Kathleen.
Yeah, it might be under KC or KNC.
Could it be under a different name?
No, I'm the one who ordered it.
Yeah, well, ma'am, I'm not finding an account with your name on it.
Well, it came out of the bank today, so.
Okay, could you, is there a phone number that may be affiliated with the account?
303-419-9547.
303-419. 9547. No, ma'am, there's no account with your name on it for my end.
Well, I don't know how you're, I mean, I've gotten the product. You know, I just have been really sick, so I just am not taking it, so I just want it to cancel so I don't just keep getting product.
Yes, ma'am. Could it possibly be under another name that you could think of?
Well, I don't think I'd put it under the company, which is KC Land Designs. KNSC Land Designs. I don't think I would put it under that.
Let me see one moment.
Can you look it up by address?
I can. Could you give me your address?
3061
mm-hmm.
Dragonfly Court, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80109.
No, ma'am. I'm not pulling up an account with your name on it.
Well, that's bizarre because the number I called came out of the bank. So how do I fix that?
You should call your bank back and ask your tell your bank to actually be more specific or give you more details into the charges and something, because I'm not pulling up an account with your name on it.
Huh. Okay. I'll figure that out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.